When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, welcome to episode one of For the Girls podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Alario, and I am so excited to finally launch this podcast. So before we jump into today's topic, all about energy and maintaining your energy, I want to give you guys just a brief overview about how this podcast came to be. So here it goes. I wanted to start a podcast since 2018. 3 years ago, I bought the mic I'm speaking into right now. I've literally had this mic since 2018. I had just come out on a popular MTV show called X on the Beach. If you guys didn't know, now you know. My engagement was through the roof. People were constantly wanting more from me, asking me personal questions, all different things. So I kind of had a moment of wanting to capitalize on that. And I thought maybe I should just start a podcast about like reality TV, pop culture, gossip, all that kind of relevant stuff to my life at that moment. But to be completely blunt with you guys, I didn't care about any of it. I never even wanted to be a reality TV star. I just ended up on a show once and I didn't want to brand myself that way, especially because it was something that I didn't genuinely connect with. It just happened. So over the years, I wondered what I could talk about, what I care enough about, what I'm passionate about. I had all the topics written down. I had all these ideas, you know, in my mind. I put pen to paper, but I just couldn't come up with a name for the life of me. Nothing was clicking enough to commit to. I had probably posted 3 times already that I was coming out with the podcast over the years. So everyone probably thinks that I'm like the boy who cried wolf. They're like, yep, we've seen that before. She never actually does it. But yes, the time has come that I am doing it. So anyway, backtracking now to 2020, my friend and business partner, Nicole, and I wanted to start some sort of visual podcast, a mini series type of thing. We wanted to do it on Instagram with IGTV. So we got to discussing and game planning and coming up with all these different things. And so once we went over those main topics and ideas, I thought of the name For the Girls with the phrase, because every day is for the girls. So we loved it. We ran with it. We produced it right away. We started executing within 24 hours of coming up with all of these ideas. So I opened up my iPhone notes because I knew I already had topics and ideas in there from over the years. So I finally got to start putting those to use. It all felt right. The brand, the name, the topics, the conversations that we were having, the guests that we got to bring on. I got to interview a bunch of my friends. It was a great time and we had fun and it was a great run, but we did need to make some changes to it. It could not go on the way that it was going on. And ultimately, deep down, I knew I wanted to start my own podcast and I felt like I could just do so much more with one, but I knew I couldn't do both. I could not start a podcast and have that Instagram. So ultimately, after a lot of thoughts, I had asked Nicole if she would just be cool with me running For the Girls myself as a podcast. And here we are. For the Girls is officially a podcast and it is truly everything I ever wanted. And I promise to deliver only content that I genuinely care about because I don't half-ass anything. And I want this podcast to be a place for you to come to for 100% realness. So today we're getting real right away. We're going to touch on something pretty heavy today, right out the floodgates. We are talking about why we need to maintain our energy and not match anyone's energy. And the importance of maintaining your energy is one of the most valuable lessons I've learned this year. And you know, we all have goals. We all have desires. We all have the things that we want, right? The lifestyle we want, the partner that we want, the friendships, the money, the clientele. You know, we want all of it, right? And the thing is that we can have all of it. But what happens is that we have a tendency to match the energy we receive from others. But when we do that, we are legitimately letting in things that we don't want.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, for example, if you are in the talking stage and you're talking to a guy who might be a little bit of, you know, an F-boy or what have you, and say you're talking to this guy and he takes 3 hours to respond to a text, and then you make it a point to also take 3 hours to respond. You know, he took a long time, so I don't want to respond too fast. You know, now you're playing this game, right? But do you think you're any closer to receiving your dream partner by matching his energy and now playing this game of like, who can want who less? You know, like who can take longer to respond? There's nothing wrong with, you know, if he takes a while to answer because maybe he actually was busy and now you're sitting there available at the moment, respond. There's nothing wrong with maintaining your excitement to talk to somebody. What's the worst thing that can happen? He doesn't want to talk to you, okay, then that will end whatever situationship or relationship you have going on with this person. And that brings you one step closer to your dream partner by weeding out the person that has no interest in meeting your standards, matching your energy, anything like that. Like, they're clearly not that excited. So what's the point of it anyway if it's not what you desire? When you remain true to your energy, you're making room for all the things you desire. You are attracting only what aligns with those said desires. If you're excited to talk to someone and they're excited to talk back to you, then that is a great result of maintaining your energy and your deepest desires. Let's stay on the topic of dating for a minute and let's talk about the effort you want to receive versus the effort that you allow. So I'm going to get a little personal. For me, for example, a date to me is dinner, maybe a nice lunch, but definitely on that scale of like dinner or a nice lunch, okay? Don't ask me to go to coffee. Don't ask me to go for a drink at 10:30 p.m. I like effort. I like reservations. I like quality time, and I like to feel courted, you know? Like being pursued is a desire of mine. I've had guys hit me up like, oh, want to meet for Starbucks? I'm going to be in your area in a little bit. And to me, I'm not a convenient bus stop. You know, I'm not someone you're just passing by along the way. Yes, of course, if we were actually dating at that point, if we were on that level of comfort, sure, I actually think that's a pretty cute gesture to be like, hey, babe, I'm going to be in your area. Like, I would love to meet you for a couple minutes, even just to say hi. Cool. But if you haven't even taken me to dinner yet, then that's not the effort that I want. So I will respectfully decline and let my energy be known. I'm not going to lie and say, oh, I can't, I'm busy right now, next time, you know, not today. Because then I'm letting it be known that I would have actually accepted this offer if I were available. I would have been okay with meeting you for Starbucks as you are conveniently down the block from me, but I'm just not available at this point in time. And that is what happens when you match their energy. So instead, I say, oh, enjoy. That's not really my vibe. But if you asked me to dinner, I would probably reconsider. Something cute, you could throw in some emojis, be fun, be flirty, especially if you have a crush, because crushes are great, okay? Like, have a crush all you want, but don't let your crush overpower your energy. If you accept a quick Starbucks date as he's just conveniently around, the chances are he won't really feel that it's necessary to go out of his way for you when he's not in your area, because now he feels like, okay, cool, I'll let her know the next time I'm in her area and we could go grab Starbucks. Then not only does your energy pave the way for how you allow others to treat you and be a part of your life, but your energy controls the kind of day you're going to have and ultimately the kind of life that you're going to lead. What do I mean here exactly? It is in our human nature to match other people's emotions. If your friend has good news, you're excited with her. If your friend gets her heart broken, you're gonna be upset with her. You're gonna be sad with her. You're gonna sulk with her. If your partner pisses you off or takes their frustration out on you, you might just give it back, right? You know, we've been there, we've done that. Like I said, it's in our human nature, especially if you are an empath like me and you feel the feelings with people. But here's the thing, you're going to constantly compromise your energy as a means of matching somebody else's in order to connect with them where they are. In order to, you know, resonate and have a deep conversation, you feel like you need to connect with them at the level that they are presenting to you themselves. But now let's imagine this situation. Let's put us in a little hypothetical scenario here. Imagine that you are someone's boss. Your employee shows up to work in a bad mood. They're not doing anything that they're supposed to do. They're just sitting in the corner. And imagine you sat with them all day mirroring their bad mood. Nothing would get done, right? The whole entire day would be wasted. But you wouldn't do that at work with one of your employees because you're the boss, you're in charge, and shit's gotta get done. This is a professional environment. We can't let that happen, right? So why do you let it happen in a personal environment? Whether you are a boss or not in a professional environment, you are the boss and you are in charge of your personal environment. So how are you going to receive your deep desires when you're showing people, I just go with the flow. And I just go where the wind takes me. You're showing people that you have zero control over actually sticking by the things that you say that you want. This is why it is huge to know the importance of whose energy you absorb daily. Your circle, your friends, your family, your people. You have to be selective about it. Boundaries are necessary. Limiting certain people's access to you could truly be a game changer. Now listen. I'm not telling you to cut everyone out of your life and start giving your friends your business hours like, well, I'm only available to talk 10 to 1 on Mondays and Wednesdays, okay? I'm not telling you that. But I am telling you to stop accepting conversations, dates, or whatever else it is that you don't want to have or do or go to. Stop telling people, sorry, you know, I would accept your low effort date if I wasn't slammed at work right now, and just start telling them what you'd prefer. If a friend or someone is calling you to gossip and bring negative vibes into your day and that's just not your vibe, stop telling people, sorry, I missed your call, my phone didn't ring, so weird. And instead, tell them, girl, who even cares what they're doing? I do not have the space right now for negative gossip. Let me tell you what I'm blah, 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 blah. You know, just change the subject. You're going to ultimately be in a clearer mentality, a clearer headspace to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. When I started to really have boundaries and limit people's access to me, I actually felt myself become a better friend, a better daughter, a better sister, just an all-around better, happier version of me and a better person for people to want to be around. I felt myself get softer, more vulnerable, more loving because I really only made the space in my life for the things and the people that I value the most. Because when you make room for people and things that cause stress or make you feel anxious or make you feel anything less than great, you are making space for that in your mind, in your everyday life. And ultimately, when you do make the space for those things that cause you stress and anxiety, like I'm saying, you're going to find that you are still attached to a version of you that is consistently compromising their energy to match other people's energy. But once you have those boundaries in place and you limit people's access to you that shouldn't have full access to you, you are going to find how effortless it is and how easy it is for you to just maintain your energy at all times. So that wraps up today's topic, today's segment. And what I am going to start doing for the future episodes is taking the end part of the podcast episode to answer your questions. So feel free to start DMing me on forthegirls.podcast on Instagram, or even commenting the post. Just ask me your questions. Give me some scenarios that you want my feedback on, a little what would Vic do type of action. And I'm going to take the ending of my episodes moving forward to answer those questions and help you guys out and hopefully give you some helpful advice on your situation. So thank you guys so much for joining me on my very first episode of For the Girls. I am super excited. Be sure to not only subscribe, but also leave a review and 5 stars, please, if you're listening on Apple Music. And I will see you guys every Monday moving forward. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.